Esperando bueno, siempre.
Four old women sit around a table at Shalom, a Jewish gathering house in Sofia. It's their weekly meeting of the Club Ladino, a social group whose membership is getting smaller and smaller.
Tu madre cuando te parió.
When she sings, Sophie Denon's face lights up like a child's, alert and animated. She and her friends are here to teach, to transfer what they know before it's too late. And so they turn to the next generation, a Bulgarian Jew named Lika. They want Lika to sing the memory, to create a record for all time.
Ella no te dio para amar segundo.
Their ancestors left Spain in a hurry 5 centuries ago, carrying little but their traditions, their stories, and their language.
¿Es verdad questo?
Sí, magnífico.
Ladino lived for centuries on the tongues of Balkan Jews, in song, in conversation, in stories, and in proverbs, crafted at the hearth and in the kitchen.
Come la fruta. No demandes de qué árbol es.
Eat the fruit and don't ask which tree it came from.
Cuando entras en un lugar oscuro, mete tu luz adelante.
When you enter a dark place, hold your light in front of you.
El que se echa con perros, con pulgas se levanta.
He who sleeps with dogs gets up with fleas.
En boca cerrada no entra mosca.
Into a closed mouth, no fly will enter.
Que no se siente, no viene de buena gente.
When I listen to the language, I go back to my childhood. I feel somehow more comfortable, more secure. It's sometimes some words, some proverbs, and I can feel even the smell of the house. It's very strange.
Downstairs, in an office just below the Club Ladino ladies, a younger woman who's also rediscovering her Ladino, Becca Lazarova. She's gazing into the middle distance, as if at a memory.
For my grandparents, for this generation, it was the home language. They really communicated at home only in Ladin. In the small park that was in the Jewish quarter, they used to go there every afternoon at about 4 o'clock, talking in this peculiar language and to your children playing around them. And they absolutely understood each other, speaking this mixture of Spanish, Hebrew, Turkish and Bulgarian.
This hybrid Judeo-Spanish was the mother tongue for Bulgarian Jews well into the 20th century. At the same time, nationalism and Zionism both grew stronger, and Jews here came under pressure to speak Bulgarian and Hebrew. Ladino was pushed into the kitchen.
I remember Birkat Hamazon, you know, this is the prayer after the meal. Usually Jews say it in Hebrew. I remember it in Ladino from my grandfather. Ja komimos I bevimos I el diolo bendishimos, que mos dio pan para comer, agua para beber, panos para vestir y muchos años para vivir. And if you want me to translate it, it means we ate and drank and thanked God for the food that we ate, for the water that we drink, for the clothes that we wear, and for the long years that we have to live.
Even though Bulgaria's Jewish population stayed mostly intact during the Holocaust, after the war, 90% of Bulgaria's Jews went to the new state of Israel, where Hebrew would take hold. Under communism in Bulgaria, religious expression was discouraged. Many Bulgarian Jews who stayed were committed communists anyway. And Ladino curled up further, receding from the great Balkan expanse it once covered.
The generation of my parents. At home, they spoke Ladino only when they had secrets from us, from me and my brother, and when they argued between each other. My brother, who is just 2 years younger, and he knows just several words. And my children don't know anything, definitely. Yeah, this is my feeling that it will be something totally forgotten.
Yes, it's something close to heart.
Vladimir Paunovsky is director of the Jewish Museum of History in Sofia.
It concerns my roots, my origin, far away through the ages. It's a big culture, which not only here in Bulgaria, but in Turkey, in Serbia, in Greece, existed. It's very difficult to save it like mother tongue. I think it's impossible.
While Ladino may never again be a mother tongue, that doesn't mean it will die. In the state archives in Sofia, a slight, brisk woman opens a glass case and reaches for a text.
In this shop here, we keep a rich collection of books in Ladino, the language that the Spanish Jews speak. The oldest book in Ladino here was printed in Venice in 1713.
Vanya Gazenko is the chief archivist for the Ladino texts here.
This is a book about the Congress, on the 9th Zionist Congress, like a report which was printed in Bulgaria, in Plovdiv in 1906, in a publishing house called Worker.
Working with funds from a Jewish patron in London, she and her team went through hundreds of boxes in the basement of the archives, making discovery after discovery.
Well, the feeling to take out a book which was in that box for years and years is extremely exciting. Every book, we opened each of the books with lots of feelings. And we went through it also with lots of feeling. The books you see in this room, each of them has passed through my hands. Personally, I have opened every book in this room.
Ladino will live on in these archives and in a new university program in Sofia to study Ladino and at a research center in Jerusalem. But soon it will go the way of Latin, still alive but mostly silent. At the Club Ladino, old women with wide eyes, wrinkled faces, and open mouths sing what they know to the next generation.
Io la isi come un tango. Rosas coloradas creciendo en tiempo del amor, en tiempo del amor. Yo ya llora corazón, llora que no hay más por qué, no es delito del amor.